just like, what is this?
He's finna fuck a white girl. That's what it is.
I want to make sure that when I do go into that, I'm 100% ready. What are your most important qualities that you need?
I just need like a good list.
Okay, so these are what alpha male strategies called choosing signals. We're going to look at some body language here. Watch. Watch this. Watch her legs. Watch.
Marriage is important, so I want to make sure that when I do go into that, I'm 100%.
See, look. Do you see her body language? She is turning towards him. She's relaxed. She's kicking out. She's trying to close the distance. Watch her legs.
Not ready. What are your...
Did you see her head? Her head tilted to the side.
It's just like, what is this?
Marriage is important, so I want to make sure that when I do go into that, I'm 100% ready. What are your most important...
See how she tilted her head? When a girl asks you what are you looking for in a woman, it means two things. This is also a part of womanese. When a woman asks you what you're looking for in a woman, especially if you're not dating her, she wants to date and she wants to fuck you, right? The second thing is she wants to know how to act to get your attention. What are you looking for in a woman? I want to fuck you and I want to know how. That's really all it is. Damn it. I hate when this happens. Where the fuck is my... I need to go with the jumbo mouse again.
I just need like a good listener, somebody that, of course, I want to have fun with, just be adventurous with. Mm-hmm. And grow
look at her
together.
Feet.
Like, how's everything with
do
you?
Do you see?
Yeah. In Kobe. Honestly, he's an awesome guy.
Yeah.
He annoys me. Like, gotcha. I get annoyed. You don't have to say...
He's an awesome guy, but he annoys me. Wow. Look at this.
Every 5 seconds. Shut up and let me think for a moment. He's just always putting on a show. It's funny because it's like the things you love about someone can also be the things you end up hating. Like you're so bothered by.
Shanique's friends call her like the next Michelle Obama. She's always like talking, like always has an opinion. You know, Shanique is a very emotional person.
Yeah.
When it comes down to the decisions she makes, her feelings.
Shanique does not like the fact that her nigga is talking to a white girl.
I need a good listener, somebody that's not so quick to react. I should expect that.
You know, it's interesting. I need somebody who's a good listener. Shanique is hot. Shanique is hot. But the way Randall is describing her, she seems like the typical black woman. She doesn't shut the fuck up, but she doesn't listen. Who knew?
From a future wife.
Definitely. Kobe's not very realistic. He's like, everything is always perfect and happy and... I need him to like take things more seriously when we're considering such a serious commitment. I think Colby is definitely scared to admit that he's excited for this because he wants to be the I'm 100% here for my woman kind of guy. But there is no way that Colby is not excited about getting to experience and hang out with.
Is this girl drunk? Either this girl is drunk or... Ugh, that's weird.
Another woman for 3 weeks. There's no way.
Hey, can I come chat?
Hey, what's up? Yeah.
How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Please have a seat.
Thanks.
Absolutely. You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So do you.
Oh, thanks.
Uh-oh.
If I had to pick one...
When a girl says, so do you, that means she's definitely interested. Listen, Colby's a good-looking dude. I think we can all agree on that. And the way, I forgot what her name is looking at her, she clearly wants him.
Man here that's my type, it would be Colby. Colby gave the ultimatum, and he kind of seems like this type A, go-getter, drive personality, which Hunter is the opposite of that.
Do you hear what's happening here, guys? Do you hear what's happening? Both of these girls, Madeline and, I already forgot her fucking name, the things that they like, the things that they used to like about their boyfriends, are the things that get on their nerves. If something that you do, if a character trait that you have is attractive to your woman at first, but then at the end of the relationship it starts to, but all of a sudden it starts to get annoying, she's lost interest, right? Blondie here with the square jaw was like, I like how Colby is a type A go-getter, blah, 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 blah.
90 seconds.
But what did Madeline describe that as? She described that, oh, well, he's annoying, he's always talking, and blah, 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 blah. Do you see how it's so funny how girls describe your personality traits and your characteristics differently when they actually like you? So if a girl likes you, you're a go-getter, you've got a type A personality, But if she doesn't like you, he won't shut the fuck up. He's not realistic. Blah, 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 blah. Never, ever forget that, guys. Never forget
60
that.
60 seconds.
Get out of here. Never forget that, guys. Girls will change their characterization of you depending upon how much they want to fuck you.
It's something that I definitely kind of came in wanting to figure out. Like, is Hunter the right personality type, or is someone else the best fit for me?
Got my little, you know, towel jacket on, keeping you warm.
I like the towel jacket.
Nice. It's like got some fancy vibe going on.
I don't try too hard when I'm around the pool, but you know, it's not a fashion show when you come out here.
It's a fashion show for me.
Fair enough. You're definitely an extrovert. Yeah. I got that vibe.
I'm in sales, so.
Yeah, exactly. Same here.
To be. Yeah.
Kind of want to know, what are you looking for?
A woman who is in sales. Now we figured out why she's so masculine. And again, this isn't her fault. You have to exhibit masculine qualities, masculine characteristics when you are in male-dominated sectors. If you're in sales, if you're in corporate America, being feminine does not make sales. Being demure, being kind, that doesn't get you sales.
To get out of.
And unfortunately, the things that make women good at their careers make them very bad as wives and girlfriends and mothers.
Your potential partner.
Finances are like so important to solidify. I have a certain lifestyle that I want to live. Marriage for me is a financial decision and an emotional decision. If Hunter wasn't making enough money that was reasonable, I would walk away. I think it's the first time I've said that.
Hey, that's fine. That's fine. And do you see how she almost demonizes herself? She said, if my boyfriend didn't make the money that he makes, I'd walk away. Guess what? If Devin were fat, I would walk away. Listen, if Devin didn't look like she looked, I'd be the fuck up out of here. And if I didn't make the money I made, Devin would be the fuck up out of here. So many of us, men and women alike, we're not acknowledging that we're not doing this for nothing. Okay? Women have to get something out of the deal. Women don't just fuck dudes for no reason. Women don't live with, women don't have sex with, women don't bear the children of men with and just get nothing in return. No, they expect something in return. If they're going to give you exclusive access to their body, guess what? Guess what? You got to have masculine traits. You've got to be the breadwinner. Not mad at that.
Out loud. I don't think Hunter's ever heard me say that. People are like, oh, you don't necessarily have to have that much money. I'm like, no, you do. I don't ever want to have a situation where I have to pick, oh, I'm paying for this or this.
I don't think I'm the man that can fulfill all of her needs she's looking for.
Uh-oh.
Mm-mm.
And I grew up comfortable, but,
sure. You
know, I want more than comfortable. I want, like, good.
To whatever man's out there, good luck.
Listen, we can all sit here and talk about the fact that she's a gold digger and this and that. That's fine. She can have. Now, listen. She grew up in a privileged household, but unfortunately for her, there are not many men who are going to qualify to be with her. Right? The guy she's got is probably the only guy that she qualifies that qualifies to be with her financially. But she's on the verge of just pissing this away. She thinks there are 100 guys out there just like her boyfriend. The first guy she talks to, Colby's like, well, I'm out. Colby's only 25. There's no way he can make $100,000 a year. He's young.
How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Good.
Uh-oh.
So what is going on with your current relationship that made you guys want to come on to here?
Oh, my God. April is fucking crazy.
Or whose idea was it?
It's mine.
No way. It was my idea, too. Yeah.
I know I'm ready. When I met Madeline, it was like, I just knew. Like, I knew immediately. And,
How, Colby? How did you know? Gentlemen, there's no such thing as love at first sight. Okay? Too many guys, I knew immediately. What about her told you that you wanted to spend the rest of your life with her? Was it her ass? Was it her tits? Right? Just because you want to fuck a girl doesn't mean you want to commit to her. We talk all the time about how girls mistake a man's sexual interest for a man's relationship interest. Men do the same thing. Men think that if they really want, like, we want to fuck a lot of girls. But if we really want to fuck a girl, if you're young enough, you'll think, wow, I've never felt this way before. Translation, I've never popped a boner this early before. Just because you pop a boner early on a girl does not mean you want to marry her. You didn't know. The only thing you knew when you first saw Madeline is that you really wanted to fuck her. That doesn't mean you want to marry her. Guys, listen, gentlemen, stop with this, guys. Stop with this. There's no such thing as soon as I saw her, I knew. No, you didn't know. All you knew is that you really wanted to fuck her. You didn't fall in love. You fell in lust. It is what it is. Just admit that.
I wanted to be able to kind of nurture her, you know, like,
oh boy,
give a shoulder to cry on. She knows it's there. She just chooses not to use it.
That's why she doesn't want to marry you, Colby. Because you're trying to be her friend. Colby's a good-looking dude, but he's young. Colby's going to, at some point, he's going to learn. But that's the reason why Madeline doesn't want to marry Colby. Because Colby acts too much like her friend. Colby probably doesn't pull her hair during sex. Colby probably doesn't. You know what? It's funny. This is the sign of, this, I think, is a sign of a man who doesn't have, who doesn't have much experience with women, right? This is a pro tip. If a girl is sucking your dick, don't be hands off, okay? Get your hair, wrap her hair in your dominant hand, and you fucking make her suck your dick. Don't be a no-handed blowjob recipient. You either need to use one hand or both hands. You make her suck your fucking cock. Don't just sit there like this. Nah, man, you fucking grab the nape of her neck or grab her fucking hair and you force your cock down her throat. It might make her choke. It might make her eyes water. But guess what? She'll love it.
You know, what made me come to this experience was to make sure she got all of her answers. Because if she's not 100% into what I'm, when I'm 100%, that's never going to work out in the end.
Nope.
You have to be on the same page or you'll never finish the book.
Oh exactly. My God. Did you hear what she just said? You have to be on the same page or you'll never finish the book. That makes no sense. That makes no sense. This is part of that female logic. If it makes sense linguistically, lyrically, if there's some sort of poetic symmetry, it makes sense. Some sort of analogy. If you're not on the same page, you're not going to finish the book. What the fuck does that mean within the context of a sexual relationship between a man and a woman? Absolutely nothing. It just sounds clever because it makes lyrical sense.
Also, our backgrounds too. My parents have been together for so long.
You have that role model.
The role models, yeah, exactly. For her, she's just witnessed this nasty divorce that has recently happened in her life.
That's
that has really affected and is scaring her for that last full commitment of, hey, I'm all in.
No, that's not it. That's not it. If a woman likes you enough, she'll do whatever she has to be with you. If a woman likes you enough and you want to marry her, she'd marry you. If I asked Devin to marry me today, she would do it. Just like that. She wouldn't give me excuses like, well, Donovan, Devin's parents have been together for, God, 40 years now, right? But if a girl gives you excuses as to why she doesn't want to be with you, and this doesn't have to be marriage, but if she's giving you excuses as to why she doesn't want to commit to you and you alone, she's not into you, player. She's not into you. And right now, Colby is making the egregious mistake of assuming that it's outside forces keeping Madeline from marrying him. No, the reason Madeline doesn't want to marry you is because she didn't like you. That doesn't mean Colby's a bad person. It just means that he is no longer her type. Colby is a good-looking guy. He is a pretty face, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Madeline had fun for a while, but then she figured out, you know what, this guy is just kind of a pretty face and he's kind of young, so I need more of a man.
Like you,
that's why she's on Randall's dick.
You are my partner. You are my one and only. Like, that's really, really hard for her. And she's just making sure that I am the one she wants to spend the rest of her life with. And yeah. I'm wanting this experience to show her. If I'm not, then hopefully somebody here shows her exactly what she has been looking for.
I hate giving ultimatums, but it's time. Jake's like, I need to be financially stable. Well, that's bullshit.
That's such bullshit.
It is. Yeah. Thanks for agreeing. If a guy is telling me that that's bullshit, like, y'all are bullshit.
Right.
I was with Jake when he had military pay.
Right.
I was with him before the money.
Sure.
Now he's making money. I'm still with him. I'll still be with him without it.
Yeah, for sure.
That is just a breath of fresh air to talk to a guy who wants exactly what I want. And
April is 23 years old with fake tits. Oh, my God. I would absolutely... April's the kind of bitch that I would butt fuck her first. Like, if I were to ever fuck April, like, I've... oh boy, here we go. I've done this to a lot of women, especially on one-night stands. if I'm like feverishly attracted to them, like if she's like an 8, a 9, or a 10, and listen, one night stands are notoriously difficult to accomplish with 9s and 10s. I've done it before. It's hard, but I have absolutely done it before. Dude, I will butt fuck these hoes until the cows come home. I'm going ass first, and then maybe I'll penetrate the vagina next time. But yeah.
Colby and I are on the same page. So Colby, cheers to you, my man.
So on that note, cheers to owning our shit.
Yeah, she's definitely an OnlyFans girl. Dude, April is 100% an OnlyFans girl. 100% an OnlyFans girl. She's a good-looking girl. She has fake tits. I mean, you know, yeah. That's how she's paying her bills, is OnlyFans.
And to hopefully finding love in the end.
We will cheers.
That we will cheers. That's awesome.
I kind of got a little shy around him. He's the only person that made me shy, so I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing. I'm feeling a spark.
Cheers.
I'm so glad. This is my favorite. Give me a hug.
Oh, boy. Now she's establishing contact.
April. It's cool. She's got the looks. She has that little kind of quirky vibe, but the spark itself that I'm looking for hasn't happened yet, and I'm waiting for that spark to come.
That's because April is crazy. April's a hot girl who's fucking crazy. This girl looks like, every time we see this chick, it looks like she's getting, it looks like she gets fat. She gets fatter and fatter, like, every time we see her.
It was the reaction I got with Madeline, and I haven't felt that yet. Will I get it? I'm gonna give it everything I can.
Whose ass is that? Hold the fucking phone.
And
hold the fucking phone.
Will I get it? I'm gonna give it everything I can.
God damn. Dude, that is a nice ass. Damn.
All right, maybe we should.
That's the bitch with all the tattoos.
Is it what?
Is it moving?
Yeah, it like rocks.
Oh, it's pretty easy.
How are you?
Doing good.
God, dude, I can't stand those tattoos, man.
I should have took this off before I sat down.
Colby was the first person I think that I was initially drawn to. I think that he's very attractive. I finally found another guy who's issuing the ultimatum.
You're the only girl who hasn't given the ultimatum. How do you feel about that?
I know. Everyone here, I feel like for the most part, is like very open to having children. I'm the black sheep.
Oh, this is the bitch that doesn't want kids. No, she probably shouldn't have kids. She's got too many goddamn tattoos.
As a man?
Yeah.
I understand. I'm not the one pushing something out of me. You know, like,
know.
I've got to be...
I feel like if the roles were reversed, I'd have such an easier time.
Would you?
So, but they're not, Lauren.
So it's not so much just raising the kid, it's just having the kid.
Okay, I will say,
I got to know, what is
it? It's 75%, like, the...
ruining the body. Look, man, the only reason why a woman said, well, the reason why young women say they don't want to have kids is because they don't want to ruin their body. They don't want to ruin their body. Lauren's got a hot body. Unfortunately, she's ruined it with tattoos, but that's the reason. The reason why teenage girls and girls in their 20s get abortions is because they don't want to ruin their bodies. They don't want the stretch marks. They don't want the saggy boobs. They don't want stretch marks on their ass. They don't want none of that stuff. And really, all they got to do is use the cocoa butter lotion, right? Dude, Dev's sister, Kathy, when she had Olivia, she was hyper with the cocoa butter. Not a single stretch mark on her. Not a single stretch mark on her. And Kathy is overweight. She's overweight as a motherfucker. Not a single stretch mark on her because she basically bathes in Palmer's cocoa butter all the time. But that's the main reason girls get abortions, is because they don't want to ruin their bodies. Let's see if she keeps it real.
Parenting thing, but 25% of it, I feel like, is like being pregnant and...
I can see where scariness of having children can be, you know? I can definitely see it and kind of relate to it. But I think that's why you do it with someone that you love.
There you go. There it is.
Someone that will help you.
There it is.
Those times.
See, Colby's right. Colby's a good-looking dude, and I think he's kind of learning a little bit. But Colby's right. No woman wants to have a kid until, of course, they meet the man they want to have a child with, right? They don't even think about anything at that point. If a woman loves, or I don't even know if love exists, but if a woman lusts after you enough, if a woman truly loves you like a woman really loves a man, she'll have no problem shitting out as many offspring as you desire. No problem.
I'm not in this alone. the kid breaks its arm, what do we do? Or if that kid gets
figure it out together.
Very ill, you figure it out together. And I think that's what definitely makes me overcome that fear the most.
Yeah. Nathan works a lot. Nathan is a business owner now. So are you going to have time?
That completely makes sense. Like,
yeah, I really just need to like have those deep conversations and like think about what parenting looks like one day. And you know, you have to like figure out a parenting style that's going to work for you.
Okay, so Lauren at this point is trying to fuck Colby. She still doesn't want kids, but Colby just gave her an alternative, and Lauren is going to pretend that she's open-minded so that she can make herself more sexually attractive to Colby. Lauren doesn't want to have kids, at least not yet.
For sure.
Mom and dad.
JBillies11 says, Deep never got the cocoa butter trick. No, she did not. Deeps was covered in stretch marks. Oh my God. She was disgusting. Or deep-sgusting.
You have to be on the same level of communication and...
You have to be able to see it through someone else's eyes, especially your partner's eyes, who working with, your teammate.
Oh my God. Uh-oh. Y'all, I think I figured it out. I think Colby is running HBCU game. this white boy is running HBCU game. That's what he's doing. Colby is running HBCU game. You see, you got to see what things are like through your partner's eyes. You feel me? You got to figure the shit out together. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Colby spitting that HBCU game, y'all.
That's like the most important thing you possibly do.
My man.
Definitely somebody that I find attractive.
And that's the only reason why she's talking to him.
He has a really sensitive emotional side to him. And it feels like he's listening and he's hearing what I have to say. And he
Translation, I want to fuck him. Girls don't like emotional men. They do not like emotional men. They say they do, they don't. She's like, I like his energy. Translation, I want to fuck him. He's a good listener. Translation, I want to fuck him. He gets it. Translation, I want to fuck him. That's Listen, Lauren wants to fuck Colby. She can't say that on camera because, again, she'll feel like she'll be judged. Women can't just say, you know what, I'm sexually attracted to Colby and I want to fuck him for no other reason but that I want to fuck him. But she has to give us this laundry list of virtuous moral reasons as to why she wants to spend more time with him to give herself an excuse to fuck him. Oh my God, you fuck Colby. Well, he was such a good listener and he was kind and sensitive and saw things through his partner's eyes.
Wants to see my side of the story.
No, he doesn't.
And it feels really nice. This is what I need. I need someone who's sweet. I need someone who's willing to like be thoughtful.
That's what you're looking for in a relationship.
Yes.
Like,
I like that.
Did you see the head tilt to the side? That is an indicator of interest.
I'm a family man. Simple as that. And so you think it's something that you could possibly overcome in the future?
Look at this. Watch this.
Maybe.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This just proves to you that she doesn't like her boyfriend. She doesn't love her boyfriend enough to want to have his children. Rollo says this all the time. When a woman says, I don't want to have kids, translation, I don't want to have your kids. This woman is so attracted to Colby that Colby said, hey, would you ever consider maybe overcoming that? In other words, would you ever consider having children? What's this bitch say? Maybe. Now she's lying her ass off. She's not considering having kids. She just wants to fuck Colby and did not want to scare him off. That's all this is.
Yeah. Ultimately, that's why I'm here. I don't think I would have come here if I was a hard no.
She wants to have kids. I can tell she wants to have kids.
No, she doesn't want to have kids. She wants to practice having kids. She wants to engage in the process of creating a child.
But Nate works too much. She mentioned that a couple times and... she's scared that she's going to have to be the only one raising the kid. I feel like I'm a guy who can...
That's an excuse.
...and comfort those feelings she's having and hold her hand as she goes through them.
Yes, but here's where you're missing out, Colby. Let's just say that Lauren gets with Colby and they have a baby. What's Lauren then going to complain about? You don't make enough money, right? See, women want all the benefits without any of the cost. What women have to understand... is that you cannot have one without the other. If you want a guy who's super successful, hyper-driven, you're not going to be able to spend as much time with him. I'm sure Devin would love to spend more time with me than she already does, but she understands this is part of the deal. This is part of the deal. Dude, Devin and I, we're around each other 24/7. I see her maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours a day, if that. I spend anywhere between 14 and 16 hours a day in this room. That's it. And anytime I tell Devin, all right, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and then I'm going to call it a day. She's like, oh, goody, 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 goody. Right? If you want a super successful guy, ladies, you're going to have to understand he's not going to be around as much. But if you want him to be around more, you're going to have to understand that he's not going to be making as much money. There are only 24 hours in a day. You can't complain about if your guy makes big. If a guy works all the time, but he's still broke, I can see the gripe. But Nate is a business owner. He owns a fucking business. What, do you expect him to be around you all the time? No, he's got to go run his fucking business. Nope. He's not around enough. I don't want to have his kids.
So you're the one that issued the ultimate.
I'm the one that issued the ultimatum. Yes. So I think it's just time. I've graduated. I'm trying to settle into a career. And I just see myself, you know, being engaged and then, you know, starting a...
Ray is weird, man. This is the one who is emotionally devoid, and we don't know why.
Family in a year or two, so.
Okay, in a year or two, okay.
Yeah, so how do you feel being on the flip side of that, being the person who was given the ultimatum?
So, I do want everything she wants.
Yeah.
It's just our time's a little bit different.
April did give me an ultimatum, but I know that we're going to end up together in the long run, so.
Jake is going to be very disappointed, man. April is itching to cheat.
The game plan I pretty much have right now is to show the other women and how a woman's actually supposed to be treated.
And what she's mainly worried about is being a young mom. And I'm like, it's still young. Yeah. You don't got to worry about it. I say like low 30s is the time.
Or maybe even 27.
27?
Shit.
So you really want some kids right now.
Okay. You know, in a couple of years. So looking forward, what are you looking for? Like how many kids?
No more than two.
My number is two.
Two? Okay, yeah. So we got that in common.
Yes.
I don't want any more than two and I don't want any less.
Yes.
Sirius also says, girls also don't respect that six-figure jobs are stressful and draining. Yes, right. Girls think six-figure jobs just grow on trees. That's why girls think, I don't know, 50% of men earn six figures. Jay Blaze says, Lauren needs a firm hand. Yes. Lauren needs a very firm hand, for sure. Listen, Colby's not man enough for Lauren. Lauren is the type of bitch that needs a dude to tell her, hey, check this out. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. What are you looking at me like that for? You've never heard it? You never had anyone tell you shut the fuck up? Well, guess what? There's a first time for everything. Oh, would he keep mouthing off? Get your shit. You're leaving. That's how to handle bitches like Lauren.
Child.
So did I.
My mom's always wished she had someone else so I could...
Same. My mom said the same thing. She was like, I wish I gave you a sibling. My mom is my best friend.
And my mom's everything.
Yeah, my mom is my...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My mom is everything. Uh-oh. Listen, I'm glad that he has a great relationship with his mom, and maybe I'm a little jealous of that, but dude... A mama's boy?
People make fun of me. You're a mama's boy. I'm like, I'm not a mama's boy. It's literally, I never had a dad in my life. But if I need
call
my mom. Call my mom. Yep.
And you tell her everything and you're like open with her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
She just.
This is so funny. Where was this personality when she was talking to Zay? Like, look at her facial expressions. Like, she's outgoing, she's gregarious. With Zay, she's literally dead inside.
There's no secrets. There's not one thing.
Look at this. Look at the smile.
Thing that she doesn't know about my life.
I tell my mom all my business, and my friends are like, oh my God. Like, oh, you talked to your mom about that? Or like, oh, you told her about that party? You told her about that thing? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
Why? That's me, right? That's my best friend.
Growing up, my mom wasn't strict. Like, she never grounded me.
Uh-huh.
She never disciplined me like that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We had so much love between each other. I didn't act up.
And you didn't want to do anything that would disappoint her because you loved her so much.
And I appreciate it.
That was my relationship with my mom.
So I never had to sit there and be like, she never like, you're grounded for a week or 2 weeks or something like that.
Do you see yourself parenting the same way? Because that's kind of, I want to emulate the same style that my mom did with me.
100%. If you could have your ideal relationship,
my ideal
what would it be?
Yes. Okay. I think the first word that comes to mind would just be loyalty.
That's a big thing. That's a big
what I'm
thing.
For.
Do you have problems with that with Zay or no?
I mean, I just want somebody that I can trust to, like, they go out and I'm not at home, like, worried about them.
Yeah.
Or I don't want to just put all this time and work into this relationship.
This is two different people we're watching here. This is two very different people. The person she is with Zay is not the same person you're seeing on the screen. Listen, man, we all know that women are chameleons to some degree. And, you know, if we're being honest, we're all chameleons to some degree. We don't act exactly the same way around every single person. But, dude, the difference between this person, I've already forgotten her name, and and Zay's girlfriend, it's like night and day. She's outgoing. She's gregarious. She's da-da-da-da-da. The other, with Zay, she's like, yeah, I love you, and you want to let me show you. I can show you better than I can tell you.